Third down.
We here. Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is? Ask yourself. Do you know what beef is?
Third down is something. I'm doing a remix for third down. Y'all ready for this?
We ready. Give it to us.
Since we've been talking about basketball.
Right.
I've been driving around a lot the last couple of days, and you know, just in and out of different meetings and covering stuff. And I've been checking Twitter a lot, and all I've been seeing, I've been seeing some just Chicago, notable Chicago media going at it a little bit about this whole feud between Derek and Jimmy. I want to know what you know. Or what you think about all this chatter going on, because everybody seems to have sources.
Can we eradicate that word?
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's what I've been seeing sources to be telling me, listen, you, Sean, I know you. I know how entrenched you are.
I'm just going to say it like this.
Please,
no disrespect,
shed some light.
I'm a part of the media. I will put more money on the street knowledge of certain people in the streets of Chicago and what they know. I'll put more value in that than what's being reported. I'll just leave it at that. It's hard to talk about a beef and you have no source coming from the person or people surrounding them. Plain and simple. That's the way I look at it. If you don't have me or someone in my inner circle telling you I have a beef with somebody, it's not credible.
Why do you think that happened?
What do you mean, the rumors?
The rumor the initial rumor came from one media person I would not name.
I think people are trying to read the tea leaves. I think people are trying to read Derek's reaction in the second half. Why didn't he shoot the ball? Why didn't this happen? Why did Tibbs do this?
We had this conversation.
Look. I put this on Facebook so I can release this. All right?
Yeah.
You could talk about Derrick Rose quitting. He did. You could talk about the rest of the players quitting. I'll go on record. Their coach quit way before the postseason.
I believe it.
Thibodeau was the first person to quit.
Because he knew he already had one foot out the door.
He quit before any of those players quit, and it happened during the regular season.
And BC last week said, I mean, he really, something that I didn't really think
solid
about.
Solid point. You're not about to walk out the door knowing
that you're
going to give this organization a title?
I mean, why would you?
No one thinks like that.
I mean, it would be hard. And with this is a little bit different in the NBA. We all know this with coaching where – more than likely, you lose a job. If you're a big name already, it doesn't matter how many games you lose. Somebody was going to pick you up. Maybe not you.
I said this during the season. You've said it on Twitter. I've seen BC say it on Twitter, and I've seen other people say it on Twitter. Everybody in the middle of this season questioned, what in the world is Tibbs doing?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
There was something different about the way he coached, about the way he approached games, his rotations, why Mirotić wasn't playing, why he would sit down for 2 weeks at a time, then he would play for 2 weeks at a time.
Tony Snell. Yeah.
Something was awry when it came to him. And all these leaks, there were no leaks. There was no one out of his camp leaking this stuff. That was all Tibbs.
Interesting.
And the players knew it. So now, if I know you're leaking information and creating this difficult atmosphere for us to play in, I'm not playing for you. I'm about to run through a wall for you now.
Which sounds kind of...
How does that work?
Hold up.
Because we did that.
I know.
Joe gave his knee for you.
He gave everything.
I gave my hamstrings and my knees for you.
Yep.
And had your back when you first got here.
Yeah.
And now you're doing this.
Mm-mm. For what?
I'm good.
So now, what do we say? One day this team looks like the Bulls we know. The next day they don't. Guess why?
I know, man. Heading into after the Milwaukee series going in, you were like, man, this is a different team right here. But I'll tell you, that's one of the hardest things to do because we're on the outside looking in.
Right.
And we always, we know what we know. Being on the inside when stuff goes down, like it went, probably went down.
It went down.
It's, you talk about trying to focus on what you need to do and worrying about, not, and if you're also worrying about your head coach, whether right. you like him or he's leaking. It is the toughest thing. So you playing for each other, but then it seems like things change too. And we brought this to light last week. Everybody knew coming in, Taj left from last year to this year, role change.
Yep.
Role change. I mean, he's coming off the bench thinking that now this is, he came in, dude, we had him on Jared, Harry, and Spike. We called him like, so now it's your time, baby. He was like, how'd y'all get my number? And I had to calm him down. Taj, man, you know what? Facing the basket, shooting, game elevated this year. Yeah, you know. Got him calm. Like, man, this next year could be the year. I don't know whatever's going to happen. To now, Powell gets added on, everything starts changing.
Right.
BC talked about it. Sean talked about it. Joe's game changed. Offense was going through him.
I never looked at that.
Now it's not.
How do you take a guy that was, look, Derrick Rose has been hurt. This guy has been your team. He is the reason you were able to float and not sink.
The reason.
And you turn him into a bystander? You basically take the ball off his hands and you force him coming off of knee injuries to move to the four defensively where he has to chase,
yeah,
stretch fours? Oh, I'm angry. I'm angry.
There are conversations that you could have like this at about 7 or 8 guys on the Bulls team.
There was no one was all in. There was, this was doomed from the beginning because of all of the outside and different narratives mm-hmm. that existed. And if you don't have a coach that has the power to bring it all together, Tibbs didn't have any power. The players knew it.
So now, why don't you think anything has happened yet with Tibbs?
Oh, that's business, right?
We all know the answer to that.
Yeah.
You know, there was a draft lottery earlier this week.
Absolutely. Let's see how this plays out.
Let's see how this plays out during the time of the NBA draft.
Right. And New Orleans is bluffing right now because they're interviewing everybody.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. They're bringing any. They're trying to come across like, oh,
how
you
did
don't
that,
want Tibbs.
Kyle Perry yes, stuff. How did that stuff get
Yes,
leaked?
You do. Because if you're going to interview Scott Brooks, why did you fire Monty Williams? Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Fire Monty Williams, who just got you to the playoffs. Just got you to playoffs.
Yeah.
You didn't fire him to go after Scott Brooks. Let's be real. And the Pelicans don't even have a first-round draft pick. And you can't trade a coach for a player.
Mm.
So whatever they have to give up, just give it up.
Let's do it.
Give up a future first-round pick. Mm-hmm. Give up 2 future first-round picks, whatever you have to do. If you're good, you figure the first-round picks aren't going to be lottery picks. Orlando Tibbs, he's not going there.
Oh, no.
The only team he'll leave for is, I mean, Anthony Davis. I would leave for Anthony Davis. I would.
It's a beast.
It's a beast.
I would.
Next.
Or maybe the Lakers. They have the number 2 pick. So now you have the Lakers with their first round pick from last year is coming off an injury.
Question.
Their, the kid, the point guard, made first team all rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kobe coming back.
You potentially may have Towns,
some free agents coming
Okafor
in.
Coming in.
What are your team like the Knicks going to do? What are they draft like, 4th?
Knicks are good.
They can get the kid from Kentucky.
This is a 4. This draft is about 5 players that should be Hall of Famers.
What do you take to
that most think?
The people saying that after the top 3 though, after the top 3.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
The kid from Duke. Winslow. He's gonna go 4th.
Yeah,
that's the Knicks pick. That's who they're probably gonna pick.
Listen, that kid's gonna be a difference maker.
The kid that I'm going with, everybody's talking about D'Angelo Russell. You can have D'Angelo Russell because he's not athletic, and I don't see him being the shooter that Steph is.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has the handle. But he's not the shooter that Steph is, and people are trying to compare him to Steph.
Mm-hmm.
No. So the lack of athleticism that he has, I see that being a problem in the NBA because I watched him get shut down by Johnson. That might go top 10 from Stanley Johnson from Arizona. Shut him down in a Sweet 16. Shut him down with athleticism and length. So Moutier, though, when you get the ringing endorsement he got from Larry Brown, saying, look, this dude is the best player I've seen at that age and at this point in his career.
I trust that man.
Larry Brown, and he goes and learns how to become a man on his own, he won't have a problem coming into the NBA that most rookies will have. So you bring him into New York, I think the young man, give him a year. I don't have a problem. Look, the Knicks are fine at four, man. People are panicking. Oh, the Knicks have to trade and you tank for nothing. Look, there's a guy on the first team all news broke this morning, right? Conley said no to an extension. You think Conley doesn't know that Gasol just might not be back?
You giving out too much, man. Stop.
So Gasol just might end up in the Big Apple. That's all I'm saying. And if he ends up in the Big Apple.
If that happens.
Yep.
Lunchtime. Hey. Stirring up that pot, boy.
Everybody's talking about, Derek Fisher and Phil Jackson don't know what they're doing.
Oh, they do.
Okay. Oh, they do.
True. Okay.